I don't know what we're getting at. I'm not familiar with that, Bob.
And on television, gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little...
Oh, notch on their gun.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you mean, notch.
Did you ever hear the word notch used about mountains?
Well, I'm not that familiar. We grew up in the Smokies, but you don't get to talk to anybody that knows anything about the mountains. And in here, you would never hear that expression used, I don't think.
And a stream of water might be a...
Well, now we'd call it a branch.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Usually we'd say a creek, C-R-E-E-K, a creek. Or the branch.
Which is bigger?
Usually you think about a branch as being a smaller, I do,
mm-hmm.
than the creek.
And
if I were talking about Limestone Creek, it's one of the bigger ones, or Flat Creek. They're big streams of water. But if I was talking about some little branch down the back of our house, which there are some there, I'd talk about the branch back there. I would never say the creek back there, because it's just not big enough to be a creek. It's a branch.
What are the names of some of the creeks and branches and rivers?
Here, we have Escambia, E-S-C-A-M-B-I-A, Escambia Creek right over here, and then we have Limestone Creek back this way and Flat Creek back this way, and that's your bigger creeks.
What about branches?
I can't even, I was trying to think if I could think of one that's double branches. It's about the only one that I know that's named. It's two small branches that eventually go in together. And
what about a bayou, a biome?
Well, we don't have, that's a term you won't hear used around through here. But we don't have those still. Usually you think about a bio, I do, of being a still body of water without too much current.
Salt water or fresh?
Brackish, I do think about it. And we just don't have that back up in here. Because it's all fresh water and all moving creeks, you know, with quite a bit of current. Even our river down here is a pretty rapidly moving stream of water.
Say if you had some water flowing along and it dropped off and went on over.
We call that a waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
That's wharf.
And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
Well, we have our blacktop roads and our clay roads or dirt roads. About all that we have in this area.
What's a blacktop road?
That's an improved road. Usually they put down a layer of gravel and pack it and then come along with a tar and gravels mixture and press it on that good surface. It makes pretty good road and holds up very well.
What do you call the white paved roads?
That's pavement.
Okay. And a little road that turns off the main road?
Well, we usually, if it's a little road, we'll say you go down the blacktop and then you find the dirt road turning such and such a way. That's the way we would describe it. Usually your little roads are dirt roads and that sort of thing.
And a road that goes up to a person's house?
If you had your own little road, most of the time you'd say he lives up the lane.
Mm-hmm. Does the lane have trees or a fence on both sides?
Not necessarily.
It
could be just an open road up through there. But if he lives up there by himself and that's the only person, sir, why you talk about he lives back up that lane.
And a road in town would be called
a street. He's uptown.
And something along the side of the street to walk.
Sidewalk.
Any old fashioned names for sidewalk?
None that comes to my mind right now. There probably are some, but I just don't.
Do you ever hear bulkhead?
Not used in relation to a sidewalk. I don't believe I have, Laura.
Do you ever hear that word?
Bulkhead.
Bunkhead.
B-U-N-K, bunkhead?
No, it's...